This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for Bud. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close. Open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. The sun was shining, and the sky was blue, when Little Spider woke up and said, "I'm going to make my first web today." A bee happened to be buzzing by when he heard Little Spider. "Bzzz, bzzz, bzzz, gather round, everyone. Little Spider is going to make his first web." So the birds and the butterflies, the crickets and the caterpillars, the flies and the frogs all came to watch Little Spider make his first web.
"First, I will jump from this branch to the other so I can connect my sticky silk between them to start my web."
"Oh, this is so exciting," the crowd murmured, and they watched as Little Spider took a great leap from the branch he was balanced on and fell, oof, right on his bottom. "Ow!" Little Spider curled all of his legs into his body and tried to hide his tears. That's when Bird began to sing.
"Hey, hey, little buddy, you're doing okay. Just keep trying till things go your way."
Then Bird laughed and said,
"The first time I tried to make a nest, the whole thing fell off the branch. It was a mess."
Little Spider looked up.
"Oh, okay. I will try again."
Little Spider made his way all the way up to the top of the branch, and he jumped. This time, he landed on the other side and connected his sticky silk to both branches. The cricket chirped,
"Yay, you did it!
Now, I will walk on that single strand and start my next strand from the middle."
"Ooh, this will be great." But Little Spider tripped and got all of his legs tangled up in the web. Little Spider lowered his head.
"Why is building a web so hard?"
This time, Frog sang.
"Hey, hey, little buddy, you're doing okay. Just keep trying till things go your way."
"Don't feel bad, little spider. You should have seen me trying to hop for the first time after being a tadpole for so long. I boinged up in the air and fell right down on my bottom. Keep trying. You got this."
So Little Spider tried again. One web from branch to branch, out in the middle, and swing! The butterfly said,
"Oh, Little Spider, your web is looking fantastic. It's really starting to take shape."
Little Spider smiled.
"Thanks!"
He had spun a full circle now, and it was looking great until, snap! The web broke right in half. All of the little strings of his web fell to the ground, and so did Little Spider.
Oof!
Bee began to sing.
Hey, hey, little buddy, you doing okay? Just keep trying till things go your way.
One time, I was collecting pollen, and I kept grabbing more and more and more until my legs were totally covered in pollen. Then I tried to fly, and instead, I fell. I was scraping pollen off for hours before I could fly again. Don't worry. You'll get this web made. You just keep trying.
Little Spider took a big breath. And tried again. One web from branch to branch, and swing, swing, and swing, swing, and swing, around and around and around, until Little Spider landed in the center of a beautiful orb web.
You did it!
I did it! Little Spider skittered to the ground so he could see his web.
Wow! It really does look...
Just then, the wind whipped through the branches and ripped the web away. The web floated on the breeze farther and farther until they couldn't see it anymore. The birds and the butterflies, the crickets and the caterpillars, the flies and the frogs all looked at Little Spider to see what he would do. Would he cry? Would he stomp? Would he scream and kick all eight of his legs? Nope. Little Spider stood tall and sang,
Hey, hey, little buddy, you're doing okay. But I think I'm gonna try another day.
Have you ever tried to build something or make something that kept falling apart, like Little Spider's first web? Maybe you tried to build a tower with blocks. Or perhaps you tried to draw a dragon that didn't turn out looking like a dragon. Some things take practice and patience. But when you work on something really hard and it doesn't turn out the way you want it to, you might feel like stomping your feet, or screaming, or pounding on your pillow and crying. We have all felt like that. When we really want something, and it doesn't work out, we are likely to feel some big emotions. And it's okay to feel them, as long as we don't let them make us stop trying. Would you like to pound on your pillow about something? Let's do it. Let's pound on our pillows 10 times. Ready? Let's get that big feeling out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Whew. Now, let's take some deep breaths. Put one of your hands on your belly and the other hand on your chest. When you take a big breath in, try and make it so your chest stays still and your belly moves up. Imagine your belly growing bigger with your breath. Ready? Breathe in. Now, push the air out of your belly. Breathe in and make your belly grow with your breath. And push the air out of your belly. Breathe in and push out. Breathe in
and push out.
This is a great kind of breath to help us let go of frustration. It will help our bodies to calm down. Let's try it one more time. Breathe in and make your belly grow with your breath. Now push the air out. My body feels more calm. How about you? Sometimes, even when our bodies are calm, our brains take even longer to calm down when we feel frustrated. When that happens, we can send our brain a message, just like little spider's friends saying him a message to help him keep trying. Hey, little buddy, you are doing okay. Just keep trying until things go your way. A message like that can feel just like a hug. Can you wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a great big hug? That's great. And now, it's time to dream and wish. Wish and dream. Dream and wish. Wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, some things take time, and you can be patient with yourself while you learn. Wink is a production of BYU Radio. Good night.